job. Chapter 13. Lo, my eye has seen all this, my ear has heard and understood it. What you know, the same do I know also, I am not inferior unto you. Surely I would speak to the Almighty, and I desire to reason with God. But you are forgers of lies, you are all physicians of no value. Oh, that you would altogether hold your peace! And it should be your wisdom. Hear now my reasoning, and hearken to the pleadings of my lips. Will you speak wickedly for God? And talk deceitfully for Him? Will you accept His person? Will you contend for God? Is it good that He should search you out? Or as one man mocks another, do you so mock Him? He will surely reprove you, if you do secretly show partiality. Shall not His excellence make you afraid? And His dread fall upon you? Your proverbs are like unto ashes, your defenses are defenses of clay. Hold your peace, let me alone, that I may speak, and let come on me what will. Why do I take my flesh in my teeth, and put my life in my hand? Though He slay me, yet will I trust in Him, but I will defend my own ways before Him. He also shall be my salvation, for a hypocrite shall not come before Him. Hear diligently my speech, and my declaration with your ears. Behold now, I have prepared my case, I know that I shall be justified. Who is he that will contend with me? For now, if I hold my tongue, I shall die. Only do not two things unto me, then will I not hide myself from you. Withdraw your hand far from me, and let not your dread make me afraid. Then call, and I will answer, or let me speak, and you answer me. How many are my iniquities and sins? Make me know my transgression and my sin. Why hide you your face, and hold me for your enemy? Will you break a leaf driven to and fro? And will you pursue the dry stubble? For you write bitter things against me, and make me possess the iniquities of my youth. You put my feet also in the stocks, and watch closely all my paths, you set a bound to the soles of my feet. And he, like a rotten thing, consumes, as a garment that is moth-eaten.